running quarterbacks, and I think that the running quarterback is kind of, it feels like it's moving in a different direction right now. Like, teams don't want that, and it's kind of a dangerous thing to have. But Russell Wilson, and it's amazing the way he does it, takes no punishment. Nothing. And you're right when you say that the guy, you know, he's smart. He gets it. He doesn't risk his body. He doesn't risk injury. But that's not the norm. And we'll see if Johnny Manziel can do it.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the norm. And guys who inherently put themselves in risk like that, I just don't think I've never seen a guy that plays that way that was able to walk away from that style of play. I just don't think it happens. I really don't.
Look at RG3 right now. He looks like he doesn't, let's be honest, doesn't deserve to be in the league. Look at Colin Kaepernick right now. You wonder what his future is.
Uh-huh.
You know, running quarterbacks outside of Russell Wilson, it feels like it's moving away from them and not towards them. Talking about Johnny Manziel, we'll continue that because coming up, we'll head to Cleveland. What are Browns fans saying about Johnny Football? Aaron Goldhammer joins us next. Sedano and Stink, ESPN Radio.
Sending flowers brightens any day for any reason. And now 1-800-Flowers.com has a special offer on beautiful roses to celebrate the holiday season. As always, guaranteed to deliver a smile. 1-800-Flowers Peppermint Rose Bouquet of 18 red and white roses is the perfect gift this time of year. Beautiful roses in the colors of a candy cane. Great for Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. They sent them to the house the other day. My wife called me. She was so happy. They were beautiful, fresh, and absolutely gorgeous. Here's that special limited time offer from 1-800-Flowers just for you. Order this beautiful bouquet of 18 red and white peppermint roses and a vase for only $29.99. You'll save $20 on this seasonal peppermint rose bouquet, but only when you use my name. Available only while supplies last. So order now. To get $20 off this peppermint rose bouquet, go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter my name, Mark. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Mark. Or just give them a call, 1-800-Flowers. Mention my name, Mark, and get
Sapp Brothers in Odessa thanks you sincerely for your business during the past year and wishes you every happiness for the holidays and the coming new year. Happy holidays from Sapp Brothers in Odessa.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. Providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Gift certificates for footwear and outerwear from Willis Shoe & Boot. Combine name brands with saving you money. Choose from Carolina, Wolverine, Justin, Timberland, H&H, Abilene, Nautilus Safety Footwear, Nakona Boots, and Minnetonka Moccasins. Willis Shoe and Boot discounted gift certificates at shopwheelerdealer.com. It's the internet, but it's local shopping. And the savings start at a third off retail and work their way down with special offers and deals of the day.
Toby's Tire Center, keeping your family safe for over 20 years with road gripping tires from Toby's Tire Center. Toby and Steph Moeller thank you for your business and wishes you a safe and blessed holiday season. 404 North Broadwell, Grand Island.
When weather happens, you can check closings, cancellations, and delays at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Lampman Seamless Spray-On Roofing weather threat icon on the front page for a sortable list. There's even a sign-up form and app, so you can post qualifying information as well. And for an energy-efficient, attractive spray-on foam roof, call Lampman Roofing for an estimate. Find them on Facebook and at LampmanRoofing.com.
No one knows agriculture like AgView. We've spent our lives on the farm and also behind the microphone delivering agriculture and rural information to you. We blend new and traditional media to offer accurate and timely agriculture and rural information. Information you need to make your farm successful. Catch our AgView business and AgView market reports throughout each weekday here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. And we're online on your computer and mobile device at agview.net.
The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Knocked away by Squires. Shundoff actually picked up the loose ball. Now the skip pass on the left wing here for Colling. Colling on the dribble, gives it out for Prosowski. She'll step back, fire a three, and hit the second three-pointer of the night.
Tonight, it's a Tri-Cities battle from Kearney as the Adams Central Lady Patriots battle the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And the ball at the elbow, going to be knocked on the ground. Squires comes up with it. Outlet pass by Connor, up ahead to Colling. Colling on the drive, and great body control by Whitney Colling. As she takes it, didn't even hit the glass on that layup, and she's able to roll it in.
Kearney Catholic opened the season with a pair of wins last weekend and will face an improving Adams Central squad on their home court tonight. It's the Patriots and Stars coming up next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum, a Lou Platt Conference girls basketball game here between the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Randy Bushcutter with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. A busy week here for Adams Central. They were in action on Tuesday night when they were battling Sandy Creek, and Kearney Catholic has had a little chance to rest up from their 2-0 coverage over the weekend, winning the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. Both teams will be back in action tomorrow, facing a couple of Lou Platte Conference rivals. Kearney Catholic will have a doubleheader with Ord. Adams Central will be taking on Centura tomorrow. For Adams Central at 2-1, you know, they're definitely going to be an underdog in this game, but they really kind of felt like they have improved the program, are going to be able to handle Kearney Catholic's pressure a little bit more, and they are going to face some full-court pressure, a pretty deep bench for Rick Petrie and the Stars, as they are state-rated, number 3 in the state, and it depends on what rating service you kind of look at. Really kind of anticipated to be one of the better teams here in Central Nebraska, but Adams Central certainly can make a name for themselves tonight with a win here at Cope Coliseum. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Patriots and the Stars. We come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back here as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's give you our starting lineups. Starting lineups, as always, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Let's start, first of all, for Adams Central. We mentioned they are 2-1 on the season. They lost early in the year against Holdridge, one of a pretty respected undefeated team in Class B. They lost 49-32 as that game was in Holdridge. And then they won two in a row. They got past Aurora 42-34, and then Sandy Creek on Tuesday, who was a traditional power, and they won that one very comfortably 49-24. As mentioned, Adams Central 2-1 on the season. Their starters are Jackie Fowler, a 5'3 junior. She'll start with Brittany Wiseman, who's 5'5 and a senior. Josie Bumgardner is 5'7 senior. Carly Bostock is 6 foot tall and a senior, and a sophomore will round out the starting lineup. That's Hannah Fleischman. She is 5'8. For head coach Tim Marker, assistant coaches Evan Smith, Josh Lewis, Terry Shuck, Kelly Shuck, Chuck Ferguson and Kelly Bossard. Again, Adams Central 2-1 on the season. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, who are 2-0. They won the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament, had a first round brought by essentially, and then won against Anofo Catholic over at Sandy Creek. They won that one 50-32, and then had a win against Centura in the championship 46-23, as they were able to double things up. They're going to have some rested legs because they haven't played earlier this week. This will be their first action since they played on Saturday to boost their record to 2-0. For the Stars, making their starting lineup will be Allie Prasoski, the UNK recruit. She is a 5'6 senior. She'll start with Whitney Colling, also 5'6 and a senior. Kylie Teal, a 5'9 sophomore, will start with the Squire sisters. Maddie Squires, 5'8 and a junior. And Anna Squires, a 5'10 sophomore, will play mostly on the inside for head coach Rick Petrie. Assistant coaches are Dwayne Schmidt, Kim Teal, and Laura Burkink. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take one last break. We'll wrap up the New Tech Seat pregame show, and we come back right after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club. Whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed is proudly brought, the show is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We can get you kind of updated on the schedule that we have for you coming up in the next few days on our network of stations. First and foremost, going on right now, a doubleheader. Over between St. Paul and Wood River, a Luplat Conference boy-girl doubleheader on her sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. They're heading into the fourth quarter, where right now St. Paul has a lead over Wood River in girls basketball. The St. Paul girls lead at 36-23. That is at the end of the third quarter. That was about 20 minutes ago. That's the last report we have. That game is probably getting very close to wrapping up here. Over on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll get that final score for you in just a few moments. Obviously, the boys' game will be coming up next on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. On Friday, we'll have girls' basketball as well as boys' basketball for you tomorrow right here on ESPN Radio. We'll be in Lincoln for Kearney High taking on the Lynx. Pre-game of the girls' game will start around 5:30. They'll tip that off around 5:45. And that'll be followed by the boys' game at around 7:30. On Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it'll be Elwood taking on Pleasanton. Pregame will be around 6 o'clock. That'll tip that one off around 6:15. And on KJS Radio, it'll be Donovan Trumbull taking on St. Cecilia. Pregame will be around 5:45, and they'll tip that one off around 6 o'clock. And on the Breeze, 94.5 tomorrow, Youngstown is in Kearney to take on the Storm. Pre-game will be at 7:15. They'll face that one off at around 7:30. Youngstown and the Storm also on Saturday as well. Saturday, we'll have a coverage of high school wrestling. Amherst and O'Neill, the tailgate party. Special coverage of a unique event where they wrestle before the Nebraska Cornhuskers wrestle. That will begin at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with a look at our schedule and wrap up our pregame, pregame show right after this.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
And welcome back here. A reminder for you that coming up at the conclusion of our coverage here between Adams Central and Kearney Catholic, we will join in progress the Arizona Cardinals and the St. Louis Rams. Some NFL action for you from St. Louis. And again, we'll join that game in progress. On Saturday, we mentioned the unique event, the Amherst O'Neill tailgate party from 1 until 2 o'clock, where we'll actually be talking a lot about that match and high school wrestling in general, but in particular, a unique event between Amherst and O'Neill at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. That's where the Huskers wrestle, and after that, the Huskers will be wrestling. No, we won't have coverage of that because we will then have college football kickoff around 2 o'clock, Army-Navy game. That'll be followed by Millard South at Kearney High. Pregame will be around 5 o'clock. We'll tip off the girls at 5:15, the boys at around 7 o'clock. And then the Heisman Trophy presentation will be coming up at the conclusion of that. And we mentioned the Amherst-O'Neill duel. Well, the pre-match is going to begin around 3:45, and wrestling will begin around 4 o'clock. In fact, it should be pretty much right on time at 4 o'clock on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Tomorrow on not quite a Friday yet. I'm jumping the gun here a little bit. That'll be on Saturday. So we'll have high school wrestling beginning at 3:45, and they'll start the first match at 4 o'clock on Saturday on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. We're going to take one last break. We'll have the tip between the Patriots and the Stars right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Kearney Catholic, of course, will be in their home white uniforms with the green numbers, gold trims, a little bit of green piping around the legs and down the sides as well. And Adams Central will be in their road blue uniforms. Road red uniform. It's a little blue on the collar, a little blue on the outline of the letters as well, but white numbers, letters, and trim. So they got all three school colors in there. They are all red, white, and blue for the Patriots as they're getting ready to jump things off at center circle. Doing the honors will be Bostock going against Squires, and the opening tip is going to be controlled by Adams Central. So they have first possession of the game, and they're working around the perimeters. Kearney Catholic right now is going man-to-man on the dribble on the right wing here is going to be Bumgardner. Bumgardner passes to the inside. The bucket is up and good for Carly Bostock. Nice little pass on the inside. Bostock's able to bank it in, and the Patriots have the early 2-0 lead. In the offensive zone here for Kearney Catholic is going to be Whitney Calling. Calling will lob it inside. That's Squires. Anna Squires gives it to Prososki. Prososki's pass is deflected, and Squires fights for the basketball, comes up with it, is able to roll it back out to Prososki. She'll reset the offense. Kick out for Anna Squires. It gets it out for her older sister, Maddie. Maddie drives, kicks to the elbow. Here's Maddie Squires with the two-pointer, and the jumper is up and no good. Coming down with the rebound is going to be Weissman, and Weissman up ahead quickly to Bumgardner. Bumgardner with a quick little runner That one will not fall. And coming down with the rebound is Kearney Catholic. Teal, and Teal's pass is a little bit too far ahead, and Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. Stars trying to run there. Adams Central running right with them. And again, if the Patriots can kind of keep pace here with Kearney Catholic, they have a little bit of a size advantage, and that might work to their favor as long as they can run with the Stars. And so far, they've done that. Fowler brings in the offensive zone. She's used up her dribble. Her bounce pass is going to be stolen away. Nope. Can't quite come up with a handle, is Whitney calling. So it goes out of bounds, and the Patriots will maintain possession after they inbound it on the far sideline. Tossing in is going to be Bumgardner. Bumgardner, with a little V-cut, is able to get the ball out for Fowler, and Fowler will bring into the offensive zone. Fowler on the bounce, off of a high screen. Now we'll get it off to our point to our power forward, Carly Bostock, but a bad pass, and it's intercepted by Anna Squires. Squires in the offensive zone gives that out to Teal. Teal is going to try a long three-pointer. It is no good, and the rebound ripped out of there by the Patriots. It's Bostock who came up with the rebound. She's able to get it to Bumgardner. They're working it around the perimeter in the offensive end. 2-0 here, Adams Central, as the Stars currently 0-2 from the field here. And the Patriots, after getting the first bucket, trying to make something happen. They'll drive on that right side. Bumgardner in the lane gets the bucket to fall. I don't know if they're going to say it was before the shot when she was fouled or not. It's going to be on Whitney Colling, and it is before the shot. So Colling is going to be called for the foul here, and our first substitution is going to be for the Patriots. That's Sarah Kruger, who checks into the game. So Kruger comes in, and the inbound pass is stolen away by Squires. So Adams Central turns it over, and they're going to let traffic clear as Teal brings in the offensive zone. She'll kick it back out for Squires, who kicks in the corner for Prasoski. Prasoski had a screen set up by Colling. Doesn't shoot over the top of that. Now she's got the dribble top of the key. Gives it to Teal. He gives it now left side for Whitney Colling. Colling in the corner for Maddie Squires, who lobs it to Prasoski, top of the circle. Patriots going man-to-man. Entry pass is off the shoe tops, but picked up by Squires. And on the baseline, we're going to have a block that's going to be whistled against Carly Bostock. And Bostock is going to get into a lot of rebounding battles from time to time. She's going to be playing some pretty good defense on the inside. And when you get a block like that, that's a cheap foul. You don't want to do that. On the inbounds, a little runner in the lane. No good for Squires. And the rebound is going to be taken out by Fleischer. But a long pass by Adams Central is turned over. The steal, pass up ahead. The layup up and good for Colling. And she's hit in the back. So she'll go to the line trying to give Kearney Catholic their first lead of the ball game. The bucket was good, and now she's going to go to the free throw line and try to finish off a three-point play as Wiseman is called for the foul, and we've got our first timeout of the game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We're tied at 2, 5:19 to go here in the first quarter. We're back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 5:19 to go here in quarter number one. And a quick timeout being taken here by the Patriots. They've tied at 2. 5:19 to go, quarter number one. Don't forget all of our games streaming live on PlatteRiverPreps.com. And, of course, at ESPNSuperstation.com when they're on ESPN Superstation, as it is now. KXPN Kearney, KICS 1550 in Juniata, Hastings, well, et al. The free throw is up and good for Kearney Catholic. And so Whitney Colling finishes off the three-point play as she does make the shot there. And they are able to put a little pressure on the inbounds. But Jackie Fowler has it. They're trying to trap her. She's able to kick it up ahead here for Sarah Kruger. She's in trouble. Gets it back out for Fowler. And Fowler gets the ball back. But they were not going to get across the timeline in time. So Adams Central takes yet another timeout. This will just be a 30-second timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. So Adams Central has used a couple of quick timeouts. They used the full one to kind of talk a little bit of strategy a little bit ago. Now Coach Marker had to use the timeout here just to maintain the possession and just keep the ball alive. So the Stars are wreaking a little bit of havoc, even though they only have a one-point lead. Adams Central, first bucket of the ball game, a three-point play a little bit ago for Whitney Colling. And so it is 3-2. Ball inbounded for Kruger. Kruger hasn't got it across the timeline yet. She got out to Fowler. Fowler now is able to kick it up ahead here for Kruger. Kruger entry pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. I don't know if they're going to call that a kick or just off the leg of Anna Squires. It really doesn't matter. It's going to be inbounded on the baseline here for the Patriots. So they'll keep the possession, even though that pass was harassed in there. Bounce pass in the corner for Bostic. Bostic's going to work it around the perimeter, getting it out for Elise Keller, who checked in during that last timeout. Keller finds a nice cutter in the lane. That's Kruger. Kruger has her shot blocked there by Squires. The rebound is taken out by Adams Central, so they keep the drive, they keep the ball alive. Long rebound is off the mark, and it is pulled out of there by Bostic. And Bostic helps work it around the perimeter as Fowler has it. Stars right now going 2-3 zone here. They give it off left side for Hannah Fleischer. Fleischer dribbles all the way down to the baseline. Dangerous pass, and that's going to be turned over. She dribbled into an area. She had nowhere to go with the ball, and it goes to Teal. Teal will lead the break. They don't have numbers, so the Stars in the half-court step working around the perimeter. On the baseline, on the drive here, reverse layup by Whitney Colling. No good. Gets her own rebound. That will not fall. And finally coming down with the rebound is going to be Adams Central's Carly Bostock. So a couple of opportunities there for the Stars, including a nice offensive rebound by Colling, but she can't get it to fall. Still 3-2. From the elbow with the ball is Bostic. Bostic kicks right wing here for Fowler. Working around the perimeter are the Patriots. Fowler well behind the three-point arc near midcourt. She'll hand the ball off here for Fowler. Fowler's going to direct traffic. Stars are going to make almost an entire line change here at the next stoppage, and it's stoppages now as the shot is blocked out of bounds by Anna Squires. So Squires with the block. Adams Central is going to maintain possession here and inbound it, and the Stars make wholesale substitutions. Jordan Streit checks into the ball game. Also in the game is Caitlin Long, and Morgan Teal will check in there, as well as Michelle Messbarger. Pass around the perimeter. That's Jackie Fowler. Fowler is picked up, so she'll kick the ball back out, giving it to Bredenkamp. Bredenkamp gave it away. Now is just going to flip the ball out here for Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman just playing a little bit of catch here with Bumgardner. And back around the perimeter we go. Ball being double-teamed, and the pass is off the mark. Was it deflected? No, that's just going to be an Adams Central turnover. Stars making the Patriots play a little faster than what they're comfortable with as they force the turnover. And unofficially, I have that being five turnovers on the Patriots. In the right corner with the ball is Jordan Streit. Streit gives it top of the circle here for Maddie Squires. Squires is going to drive. Shot is no good. And the rebound taken out by the Patriots. That's Bumgardner brings in the offensive zone. And they'll kick it back out here for Wiseman. Wiseman's going to fire the three, and she hits a three. So Adams Central takes the lead for the second time tonight. They lead it 5-2 with 2:39 to go here in quarter number one. Top of the circle, Michelle Messbarger kicks it back out here for Morgan Teal. Teal's entry pass stolen away. They try to throw it up ahead. She was falling down, so couldn't quite come up with the finishing off the turnover was Sarah Brown. Backdoor cut as they pass it to the corner, and a nice pass inside for Manny Squires, who lays it up and in. Got a great pass from Streit. And now Kearney Catholic's been able to tie it at five. 2:05 to go, and the ball, well, we're going to call a foul. I thought the official was going to say it was off somebody's leg. Instead, it's going to be a foul here on Kearney Catholic. The foul is going to go on Jordan Streit. That is going to be her first of the ball game, and just the second as a team here on Kearney Catholic. Toss it in here is going to be Bumgardner. Checking in just a little bit ago was Desiree Nienheiser. And they'll kick it off here on the right side for Bumgardner. Bumgardner is going to try the long three. It is no good. And the rebound is finally pulled out of there by Kearney Catholic. Snagging the bound in the corner is Anna Squires. And she'll get it out to Streit. Back to Squires. Squires is going to fire a three top of the key. Her trail three is off the mark. rebounded by Squires, and we got a push on the inside as Squires was looking to throw the ball in there, but the push came before the ball did. So the foul, I think they're going to give that on Bumgarner. Yeah, that is going to be her first. And that'll be three as a team on the Patriots. Stars will inbound underneath their own basket. Tied at 5, minute 44 to go, and the inbounds pass is tipped, and then finally coming away with it is going to be Adams Central. That's Elise Keller who comes up with the ball after the Kearney Catholic turnover, and then the kick in the corner, the three-pointer that is off the mark here, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by the shooter for Adams Central. So Elise Keller had a pretty good look at it, but it hit the side of the rim and took kind of a weird bounce from that angle, and then it goes out of bounds. Hit the front of the rim and missed the glass. And from this angle, I'm not sure how that was possible. But in any event, Michelle Messbarger brings in the offensive end. Backdoor cut as they kick in the left corner there for Long. That's not her shot. She'll give a top of the circle here for Teal. Back out for Squire, for Michelle Messbarger. And Messbarger strokes in the three. So she hits the three here for the Stars, and they have their first three-point lead of the night, 8-5. Minute 5 to go. In the offensive end, Bumgarner on the dribble, kicks into the corner. Posting up there was Bostic, but she'll work it around the perimeter, and it's going to go off the hands of Wiseman and out of bounds, so that'll be another Adams Central turnover. Checking in for the Stars, going to be calling in for the Patriots. Sarah Kruger checks back into the game, as does Jackie Fowler. And also back out there is Carly Bostic and Hannah Fleischer. On the dribble, here's Anna Squires. Squires dribbles to her right, then crosses over to her left, drives the lane, and is fouled. She's going to head to the line and shoot two here. After the foul is going to be called on Adams Central's Hannah Fleischer. That is going to be her first. And now that is four as a team against Adams Central. A couple of free throws coming up here for Anna Squires. She'll bend the knees, and the free throw is up and good. So she makes the first of two. And it's now 9-4. Stars with a four-point lead. This is the largest lead for either team. Patriots led by 2 points a couple of times. Second free throw is up and good for Anna Squires. And Squires, her first 2 points of the night, allows Kearney Catholic to put full court pressure on. The pass up ahead. They get it to Kruger. Kruger's across the timeline. Lets traffic clear. And we'll give it off for Bumgarner. Half-court offense now for the Patriots. Fleischer works it off left side. Now driving is Fowler. She's shut off, so she'll kick it out top of the key. They throw it in the lane here, and we're going to have a foul called on Kearney Catholic. A little hand check as Carly Bostic had it at the high post and then is going to be pushed in the back by Kearney Catholic's Caitlin Long, and that'll be the first foul on Long here in the game. Patriots inbound it at the free throw line. That's Fleischer. Fleischer kicks left side. Three-pointer good for Jackie Fowler. So Fowler strokes in the three. And that'll make it a two-point ball game. 18 seconds to go here before the end of the first quarter. Michelle Messbarger, top of the circle for Allie Prosowski. She dribbles behind her back, facing man-to-man pressure there by Fowler. Kicks it out top of the circle here for Anna Squires. Squires, nice pass inside. It's up and good for Caitlin Long. Great assist, and that'll do it for the first quarter. A nice pass to push Kearney Catholic's lead back out to 4. They lead it 12-8 as we head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We did not have a held ball in that first quarter. So Kearney Catholic does get the alternate possession here to start the second quarter. They leave it 12-8. This is their largest lead of the ball game so far. A little weave play here. They get it off for Teal. Teal will take it down to the low block just outside of it and is pushed in the back by Josie Bumgardner. And that is going to be the second foul on Bumgardner. And I think they're going to come out for her as Wiseman checks back in for the Patriots. Collings going to lob it top of the key here for Maddie Squires. And dangerous pass on the inside that rolls around, but Prasoski picks it up. She's open for three, and she hits the three. Allie Prasoski with the three-pointer, and that's her first 3 points of the game. It's 15-8. Kearney Catholic double-teaming the ball in the backcourt. Dribbling with it now is Kruger. Kruger's pass is deflected, but picking it up is Fowler. Fowler gives it left side for Fleischer. Back out for Fowler, and she had a little trouble getting started there. That'll be another Adams Central turnover. Unofficially, 7 turnovers for the Patriots compared to 2 for Kearney Catholic. A difference of 5 and a difference of 7 on the scoreboard. It is 15-8. Stars with the lead and the ball. Driving the lane, Maddie Squires. Nice little spin move. Shot won't fall. And the rebound is going to be taken out there by Carly Bostic. Bostic facing a little pressure, is able to get it out for Wiseman. Wiseman to Fowler. Fowler across the timeline, gives it back out for Wiseman. Throws it on that right sideline for Kruger. Kruger, nice pass down low, back out to Bostic. Jumper in the lane, no good. And the rebound taken out by Kearney Catholic. Squires pulled down the rebound. Now Anna will pass it to Maddie. Back inside for Anna. Gets it out for Teal. Back inside for Anna Squires. She's going to drive in the lane, hit that left-hand layup. It's good. Anna Squires in traffic, lays it in, just kind of found a little open area. And this is the largest lead of the game for Kearney Catholic at 17-9. And nearly walking with it, facing some pressure, is Sarah Kruger, but she's able to help work it up ahead here for Fleischman. Fleischman's going to drive, take it off with that left hand, and it's good. She'll head to the line after being blocked on the shot. And so Fleischer is able to hit the bucket. And Kearney Catholic called for the foul. And that'll be on Anna Squires. That'll be her first. And a chance here for Fleischer to go to the line and finish off a three-point play. 17-10. Kearney Catholic with the lead. 6:17 to go here in the second quarter. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up here in just a little bit. The free throw is no good, and Squires pulls down the rebound. So Anna Squires on the dribble after snagging the bound. She's going to think about the long two-pointer, but then kicks it out to her sister. She thought about the three top of the key, gives it to Prasoski, right side for Teal. Teal gets it back after a quick pass to Anna Squires. They give it to Whitney Colling. Colling facing man-to-man, dribbles to her right. They leave her alone, and she hits the open bucket. She faked the pass. A couple of Patriot defenders went with that ball fake, and she was wide open from about 12 feet away, and it's now 19-10. Law pass to Fowler, who gets it out to a runner. That's Keller. Keller in the offensive end kicks it out. Here's a trail three for Wiseman. Wiseman's three is off the mark, and the rebound comes out to Maddie Squires. Squires going to lead the break, take it with that left hand, and she's going to head to the line and see if she can get some points there. She got the nice defensive rebound, but wasn't able to quite finish off the deal. Hit on the arm as she was going up, and that'll be the second foul here on Hannah Fleischer. So she has 2 fouls. Bumgardner also with 2 fouls. The free throw here for Squires is no good. She misses the first of 2. Checking in here for Adams Central is going to be Sarah Brown and Emily Crable. Saw extensive action in the JV game moments ago. Free throw up and good here for Squires. So Maddie Squires now has 3 points in the ball game. Keller facing some pressure. What's new? Gives it out to Wiseman. Wiseman on that right side for Bumgardner. Bumgardner lobs it up ahead, and across the timeline is Brown. They double-team Brown, and I think we're going to have a reach that's called on Teal here. They called a foul there, and I think they're going to give it to number 23. Yes, they are. And so that'll be Kylie Teal's first foul of the ball game. 5th as a team against Kearney Catholic. Adams Central has been whistled for 6. So if they commit another foul, it'll be a 1-1 here for the Stars. Patriots inbound to Keller. Keller trailing at 20-10 will hand the ball off. Jackie Fowler on that right side. And they're going to say it was last touched by Teal. The officials kind of making some eye contact there. One didn't see it. The other one did. The one that didn't see it actually made the call thanks to some good teamwork of officiating. It is Patriot basketball. Jordan Streit checks in the game, nearly stole it. They pin Fowler. Now it is stolen by Streit. She gets it ahead to Messbarger, and Messbarger lays it up and in. So Messbarger with the bucket after Adams Central has another turnover, and they're going to try to answer right back. A runner from coast to coast after the inbounds, and it is up and good for Josie Bumgardner. Nobody got in front of her, and she drove the entire length. 1-3-1 defense right now for the Patriots, looks like, as they inbound it and get it in the offensive zone. Maddie Squires kicks it around the perimeter. There's Streit. Teal has it. Teal, lob pass, knocked around. It goes out of bounds. Which 23 was the last to touch it? They're going to say it was last touched by the Patriots, number 23, Josie Bumgardner. So the Stars will maintain possession. Long back into the ball game for Maddie Squires. They inbound it here for Messbarger. Messbarger on the dribble. Takes it with that left hand, kicks it out for Anna Squires. Anna gets in the corner for Streit, back around the perimeter. Now driving is going to be Messbarger. Messbarger hit on the body as she put up the shot. So she'll have two free throws coming up here after Jackie Fowler's call for her first foul of the ball game. So number 11 fouls number 11. And so it'll be Messbarger shooting two, trying to add to a 10-point Kearney Catholic lead, and she does. It's now 23-12 with 4:09 to go here. Midway through the second quarter. Second free throw by Messbarger, up and good. So she makes both free throws, and Messbarger now with 7 points in the ball game. All those, of course, coming off the bench, and now Anna Squires with the steal, gets it in underneath. Jumper no good. Offensive rebound, and then another foul as they dumped it in to Messbarger. Messbarger missed the putback, as well as getting that nice little dump pass after the Adams Central turnover, but she will go to the line and shoot two as she was fouled again by Fowler. So that's Fowler's second foul here in quick succession, and Messbarger at the free throw line doing what she did last time. She hits the first two free throws, bends the knees, fires a pretty good-looking shot here, and she rolls that one in as well. So she's 4-for-4 these last two trips, and it's now a 14-point lead at 26-12. Patriots going to be fouled as they work the ball up court, trying to step in there and make the steal as Anna Squires, but she got just a little bit of the arm. Oh, they're going to say that it was on the pass and not when it was received, but rather when it was thrown. The foul is going to be on Messbarger. And so that's going to be the first foul on Michelle Messbarger. So tossing in here is going to be Josie Bumgardner. Bumgardner throws it top of the key. Open there is Fleischman. And Fleischer, rather, her little runner in the lane is no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. That'll be a team rebound here for Adams Central, as the Stars couldn't reel that one in. Bumgardner tossing in on the baseline. Stars going zone here. They kick into the corner. That's going to be Sarah Kruger. Kruger helps work it back around the perimeter. Now top of the circle with it is going to be Weissman. Weissman gives it off left side. Bumgardner will rattle in the three. Josie Bumgardner with the three-pointer. She now has 5 points in the ball game, and now cut that lead down to 11. Here Streit tries to answer back. Her three will not fall. Offensive rebound in underneath by Maddie Squires. She missed the putback. And we've got a foul or a tie ball. It's going to be a foul on the rebound that's pulled down by Josie Bumgardner. And the foul will be on Long. And for Long, that'll be her second. And we'll walk to the other end of the court and shoot free throws. Both teams now in the bonus. That's now 7 fouls on Kearney Catholic. 8 have been whistled against Adams Central. Stars making substitutions. Long's out there with Morgan Teal and 3 starters, Maddie Squires, Whitney Colling, and Allie Prosowski. Front end of 1-1 here for Josie Bumgardner. And the first free throw is no good and rebounded by Long. So here come the Stars. Prosowski has it on that right side. Will dribble into the lane, kick it in the corner. Pass was tipped, but Whitney Colling is able to track it down. Gives it to Prosowski, throws it in the lane here for Long. And we're going to have a body foul, a little push called on Carly Bostic. That is going to be her second, and we'll check out the free throw shooting prowess of one Caitlin Long. She'll have the front end of a 1-1 coming up here with 3:07 to go before halftime. 26-15, 11-point lead for the Stars. They've led by as many as 14. And the free throw is up and no good. But the rebound is pulled out of there by Squires for Kearney Catholic. Works it back around here for Prasoski. Maddie Squires has it, works it out left side. Now for Whitney Calling. Whitney Calling trying to cut in, and a pass by Long that's a little bit off the mark, and it's intercepted. So that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. And on the run, here come the Patriots. There's Baumgartner driving, missed the shot, and coming up with the rebound is going to be Kearney Catholic. Stars pull down the rebound, and then the offensive zone is going to come Maddie Squires. She'll kick it out to Prasoski, a trail three. It is no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound, a rebound that was pulled down by Baumgartner. So Baumgartner pulls down the defensive rebound. And they're double-checking to see whether or not that's 10 fouls or where they're at with that. It's only 8 on Kearney Catholic. 9 have been whistled against the Patriots. So neither team technically in the double bonus just yet, but another foul by the Patriots will put the Stars there. So Baumgartner will have a 1-1. The front end is up, and it's rolling around and no good. And another rebound here for Maddie Squires. Squires lobs it off to Prasoski. Prasoski back to Squires. She's open for three, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Calling after that missed three. And a backdoor cut that's deflected around. Patriots come up with it, knocking it down as Bostic. And Bostic in a little bit of trouble trying to pass it out. Didn't know where to go with it. And so the Patriots call a timeout. Tim Marker calls timeout with 2:15 to go here before halftime. It is 26-15, an 11-point lead for the Stars. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. We're back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Kearney Catholic with a 26-15 lead over Adams Central. That's the third timeout taken by the Patriots so far here in the ballgame. After they get it inbounded, a long pass deflected, but Wiseman's able to track it down, and I think we're going to have a foul on Kearney Catholic. Yeah, we are. And now we'll have two free throws coming up here for the Patriots. Both teams now in the double bonus. And again, I wouldn't say that this has been a tightly called game by any stretch of the imagination. Both teams pressuring the ball, and it's just the fouls are kind of spread out. And it's completely appropriate. Both teams are in the double bonus. First free throw is up and good here for Wiseman. She makes the first of two. And the lead back down to 10. 26-16, 2:09 to go. Stars led by as many as 14, but it's been four straight points here for the Patriots, and the second free throw is no good. And rebounded by Michelle Mesbarger. So Mesbarger pulls down the rebound, and now a quick three in transition for Prasoski. That's off the mark. Rebound still being tipped around, and coming up with it is going to be the Patriots. Snagging the bound to Sarah Kruger. Kruger is able to get the ball out for Baumgartner. Back to Kruger. Up ahead here is Wiseman across the timeline. She's weaving through some traffic. Kicks it back out for Baumgartner. She's going to fire a trail three, and she hits it. She was about 4 feet from behind the three-point arc, and she strokes it in. Lead cut down to 7. What was once a 14-point lead has been cut in half, and now on the drive, on the way to the basket, we're going to have a block that's called on the Patriots, and that'll go against Emily Crable. And it'll set up a couple of free throws here for Squires. And Anna Squires Maddie Squires just being very aggressive, driving right to the rack as she got the ball from behind a three-point arc and started driving immediately. And she was fouled on the body. She makes the first two free throws with a minute 32 to go. Back in for Kearney Catholic going to be Kylie Teal. So right now, with the exception of Mesbarger, it's four of the five starters out there for Kearney Catholic. Anna Fleischer checked back into the game here for the Patriots. She's out there with Crable, and we'll check a couple more here in just a little bit. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Prasoski. Prasoski's pass is tipped. Loose ball picked up, rolling out there, and that's Crable. Crable is going to lay it up and in. So after forcing the turnover, the Patriots get the bucket as they force Kearney Catholic into the turnover. And we're going to have a reach here on the Patriots. That's going to go against Jackie Fowler, I believe. I assume. Yep. And for Fowler, that is going to be her third foul. So fouls beginning a bit of a story here. Fowler has three. Bumgardner has two. Bostic has two. And Fleischer has two. Those are your starters. And even the other starter, Brittany Wiseman, has one foul here in the ball game. The free throw, there are a couple of them coming up here for Maddie Squires. The first two was up and good. So it's now 28-21, and the second free throw by Squires up and good as well. Stars 11 of 14 from the free throw line here in the first half. Up ahead is Bumgardner. Bumgardner has the shot blocked out of bounds by Maddie Squires as they are driving on that right side. So another block here by Squires. And the Patriots to toss it in. That's Bumgardner with a minute six to go before halftime. And she'll lob it in behind the arc and gives it back around the perimeter. On the bounce there was Keller. Keller gives it off on the right side here for Crable. Top of the circle with it is going to be Wiseman. Wiseman's entry pass is going to be intercepted by Danny Squires. And then we have a carry and a turnover on Squires. That was forced by a little bit of pressure there. And she ended up holding on that ball a little bit longer because had she made the pass she wanted to, Josie Bumgardner was going to intercept it. Now Bumgardner is going to inbound it after the Kearney Catholic turnover. And they'll just work it around the perimeter. Firing a quick three here is going to be Keller, and Keller strokes in the three. Elise Keller with the three-pointer, and we've got a five-point ball game. 35 seconds to go before halftime. Off of the screen, Prasowski has it. She's going to kick it out here for Kylie Teal. She's going to fire a long three, and Kylie Teal will stroke it in. So back-to-back threes for each of these two teams, and Bumgardner has it in the offensive zone. 21 seconds left. She gives it between the circles here for Wiseman. Off on the right side for Bumgardner. Pass tipped, loose. Kearney Catholic comes up with a steal. It's Messbarger. 13 seconds left. Gives it to Prasowski, and Prasowski's going to lay it up and in. After making the steal, Michelle Musbarger doing a nice job of making that extra pass. Long pass up ahead here for Fleischer. Fleischer pulls up the jumper at the buzzer, kind of a line drive, and it's good. So Hannah Fleischer actually was tricked into shooting that maybe a little bit earlier by the Kearney Catholic crowd than what she needed to, but she still hits about a 15-foot runner, and the Stars have the lead. But Adams Central showing tremendous signs of life here. It is 34-26 at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The holiday savings event is now in full swing at Furniture Direct. A must for any living room is a swivel rocker recliner on sale for only $299. Add a chairside table for only $99. You'll wonder how you ever managed without one. Ask about our convenient 18-month interest-free financing. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other colors from TM Sporting Goods in the downtown Kearney Center. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for crisp outdoor jaunts. If you have a player on your Christmas list, see Steve and Tino for expert advice on equipment and accessories for every sport and the know-how to help you buy right. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design, and like them on Facebook for daily holiday specials.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business to residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. At halftime, Kearney Catholic with a 34-26 lead over Adams Central at intermission. I feel like I'm surrounded by coaches here. I got former basketball coach Don Lease. I got the current coach, Coach Carlin from Adams Central, former football coach for Adams Central, Coach Carlin. You know, I'm surrounded. I'm just absolutely surrounded by people that know more about this sport than I do. Of course, that's really nothing unusual here at halftime. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, kind enough to be one of our long-term sponsors. Glad they could join us for coverage of this game. Let's take a look at some of the numbers here for Adams Central. And leading the way here in the first half is Josie Bumgardner. Bumgardner with 8 points here at intermission. Brittany Wiseman with 4. Hannah Fleischer has 4. Jackie Fowler with 3. Elise Keller with 3. Carly Bostick with 2. And Emily Crable off the bench also with 2 points here in the ballgame. So very balanced scoring for the Patriots, as they've got 7 girls that have contributed points here in the first half, but they still trail at intermission 34-26. They trail by as many as 14, able to cut the lead down to 5, and then Kearney Catholic with a little bit of a push toward the end there to push that lead back out to 8 points at intermission. For Kearney Catholic, off the bench, leading the way is Michelle Musbarger. She has 9 points here at intermission. Maddie Squires with 6. Allie Prasoski with 5. Whitney Calling with 5. Anna Squires with 4. And Kylie Teal with 2 points. Caitlin Long also off the bench. She has 2 points in the ballgame. So also for the Stars, 7 players in the book here tonight, and being led by one of their bench players, Michelle Musbarger, with 9 points here at intermission. Also, reminder for you that on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9, we have a Luplat Conference doubleheader, and right now the St. Paul boys are leading Wood River 18-15 with about 6:26 to go in the first half, as that's fairly late now in the second quarter, as that's our second game of the night on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And now my computer has decided that they want to be a little funky on me. I was going to check to see who won the girls game there, as my memory is failing me just a little bit. It was St. Paul over Wood River. Don't have the final, but it was a 13-point ball game late in the game, and we'll check to see what the girls' final was in that game. But St. Paul Wood River on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Here at halftime, for Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic with a 34-26 lead. And we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll check some other team numbers when we come back right after this.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear. More driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, where Kearney Catholic has a 34-26 lead over Adams Central. Let's take a look at some of the statistics Unofficially, have Adams Central 10 of 22 from the field. Kearney Catholic is 10 of 24. Three-point shooting. Stars at 3 of 8. Adams Central got pretty hot there for a little stretch. They are 5 of 9 from the free throw line. And really kind of work. I'm sorry, 5 of 9 from the arc. Shooting through three-pointers are 5 of 9. The free throw line decidedly in favor of Kearney Catholic as they've been a little bit more aggressive, have gotten themselves to the free throw line a little bit more where they are 11 of 14 from the line. Adams Central has been to the line only five times where they are 1 of 5. Kearney Catholic slight edge in the rebounding, 16 to 13. And in terms of turnovers, the advantage goes to Adams Central, but they've balanced it out a little bit. They at one time trailed 7-1 in terms of turnovers. Well, now they're still trailing in turnovers, but it's now 9-5. So they're losing that battle by about 4, and they're also losing the battle at the free throw line as the Stars have scored 10 more points from the free throw line. But 5 of 9 three-point shooting for Adams Central and a couple of late steals in that second quarter have helped them cut down a 14-point lead to 8 here at intermission, where Kearney Catholic has a 34-26 lead. Elsewhere, St. Paul, we mentioned it earlier in girls basketball, they had that lead, and now I've been able to track down the final score. St. Paul over Wood River in girls basketball, 51-30. That game earlier tonight on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. And at last report, St. Paul and the Wood River boys are tied at 18 with about 4:41 to go in the second quarter. Here it is 34-26, Kearney Catholic with the lead over Adams Central. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Again, an 8-point lead here for the Stars, 34-26. And we'll be back with the second half right after this.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum here on ESPN Superstation, KXPN 1460 and KICS 1550 in Kearney, Hastings, Juniata et al., and Kearney Catholic with a 34-26 lead over Adams Central. But Adams Central definitely showing some signs of life, going 5 of 9 from behind the three-point arc, forcing about 3 turnovers in the span of about 6 trips for Kearney Catholic, and they've been able to whittle down a 14-point lead down originally to 5, and now it's 8 points at intermission, and the Patriots will have the basketball first to start the second half. They'll toss it in here. It's Bumgardner. She gave it away, now gets it back as Fowler's out there and looking around. All 5 starters for the Patriots out there to start the second half. Bostic has it. She's going to kick it out. Long three-pointer here for Bumgardner. It's no good. Rebound is taken out by the Patriots. It was won there by Fleischer. And now another three-pointer again by Fowler. Those are no good, but another rebound for the Patriots. That's Bumgardner again. And so the Patriots are able to work it back around the perimeter. Fowler has it. Fowler penetrates. Backdoor cut on the baseline to Fleischer. She is shut off, had a little trouble handling it. Dribbles through the lane. Kicks it right back out here for Bumgardner. Bumgardner now is going to reset the offense here for Brittany Wiseman. Patriots have missed a couple of three-pointers on this trip, and now a pass down low that was intercepted by Anna Squire. So Patriots turn the ball over after having some pretty good looks, and now on the baseline driving in for the Stars is Kylie Teal, but she is fouled on her way to the basket. So a block being called here in the early stages against Hannah Fleischer. That's going to be her third foul of the game, first of the second half. Inbound for Squires on the baseline. They'll work around the perimeter. Maddie has it now, and she'll give it off for Kylie Teal. Teal penetrates. Nice pass inside for Anna Squires. Anna fights for the shot. Can't get the fall. Bostic is able to pull down the rebound after the miss here for Kearney Catholic. So both teams having some pretty good looks and haven't been able to score. Off of a high screen, Fowler dribbles to the top of the key. Now she'll kick left side for Bostic, who gives her right back out top of the circle here for Bumgarner. Bumgarner is going to face some pressure here by Maddie Squires. Nice little V cut while dribbling there. And now Hannah Fleischer will work it back around the perimeter. She was shut off on that baseline. She wanted to drive and then kicked it out top of the circle. With the dribble is Weissman. Weissman off of the screen, gets it off for Fowler. Fowler gives it right side. A little ball fake here for Bumgarner. And Bumgarner is fouled. A little hand check going to be called on Maddie Squires. They're actually going to call that a block. In any event, foul there on the Stars. Their first of the second half, first of the game against Maddie Squires. Ball pass in the lane, and it's picked up at the high post by Bostic. Bostic, a little 15-foot jumper. It is no good. And rebound is taken out of there by Kearney Catholic. Stars on the run here. They kick it out, and Teal's going to drain the three. A little in-out game. They kind of dribbled to that left wing and then kicked it right back out to Teal. And she pulls the trigger on a long three-pointer. And for Teal, that is now 6 points in the game for her. Cut through the lane. We got a block, but they're going to call a foul on the body. Cutting through there, Hannah Fleischer flashing through there. And the foul is going to be on Whitney Colling. Now, Whitney Colling got a lot of basketball on that block, but they're going to say that she got a little bit of the body. And that is going to be the third foul on her. So the free throw up and no good here for Fleischer. She has one more coming. And right now, Adams Central, 1 of 6 from the free throw line. They've got 1 point from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic has 11. And that's pretty much the difference on the scoreboard right now. It's 37-26. Second free throw is also no good. Rebound, 5-4, Fleischer gets it. She's going to lay it off the glass. No good. Rebound then finally pulled out of there by Kearney Catholic. Snagging the bound was Kylie Teal, but Fleischer was able to come in there and had a pretty good look out of it, and even though she didn't hit the shot. Driving is Maddie Squires, and Squires actually hit the stomach of Sarah Kruger. Kruger was way underneath the rim there, and she's going to be called for the block because she didn't have very good position, but they knocked the wind out of her. And Maddie Squires will have 2 free throws. Well, the one that took the brunt of that was the one called for the foul. And it was the right call. The free throw is up and good. It's now 38-26. Can't really get the charge there when your head is right underneath the cylinder. Second free throw for Squires on the way. And it is also good. And again, that's a little bit of an example of why Kearney Catholic's gotten the line more than what Adams Central has. And they really have attacked the basket a whole lot more. Bumgarner in the offensive zone, facing some pressure here for Squires. 5 second count going on, and Messbarger makes the steal. Messbarger with the steal, and then it's knocked out of her hands by Josie Bumgarner and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic forces the turnover, but great hustle there by Bumgarner not to give up on the play. And make Kearney Catholic earn it. They'll have to inbound it underneath their own basket. Checking in is Elise Keller here for the Patriots. And so the Stars will inbound it. Backdoor cut for Anna Squires. Patriots diagnose it, and Kearney Catholic's turned it over. Ball was knocked loose by Crable and then picked up by Elise Keller. Keller has it top of the circle, gives it for Fowler. Fowler facing man-to-man is pressured by Prosowski. On the bounce here is Fowler, and when she stopped, she drug her foot. So turnover on the Patriots. Rebounding pretty even. Turnovers now 12-6. 6 more turnovers for the Patriots. We're going to have a foul that's before the shot. Nice little runner there by Michelle Messbarger. She banked it in there. She was fouled on her way to the basket. And they say the foul is on number 12. Oh, no, 21. I'd say there is no number 12. And that's going to be on Kruger. That'll be her first. Stars will inbound it. They get it inside. And then kick right back out, and Teal is going to hit the three. So Teal drains the three, and it's now a 16-point lead again. 42-26. He led by 17 in the first half. Now the Stars lead it by 16. On the bounce is Fowler. Fowler, hand check there by Long. And again, that's been kind of a point of emphasis this year for officiating crews. And you can put your hand on somebody, but you better get it off pretty darn quick, and you better not put it back. So you can't say you can't touch with that hand, but if you use it very much at all, they're going to call a hand check. That's certainly by today's standards a hand check foul. Fowler is going to drive down to the baseline, and she kicks it back out for Crable. Crable gives it top of the circle, three-pointer up and good for Morgan Breedenkamp. So nice three-pointer there. And we've got the ball knocked out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. They're the last to touch it. Adams Central forces the turnover as the Stars trying to run with it. And we're midway through the third quarter, 42-29. Patriots down by 13. They're facing some pressure, but they have it in Crable's hands. Crable's going to give it at near midcourt to Fowler. She's across the timeline. Left side for Kruger. Kruger's pass stolen away. Making the steal is Anna Squires. Squires is going to slow down just a little bit. Kick it out for Jordan Streit. Out to Teal. She'll fire a long three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound out for Messbarger. Messbarger pulls down the bound. They get it inside for Long, and she lost the basketball. She just lost it, picked up by Breedenkamp. And Breedenkamp will bring it across the timeline. And they're going to call a reach on Jordan Streit. That'll be her second foul of the game. And that's four on Kearney Catholic. Three have been whistled against Adams Central. Has there been a large number of fouls? Both teams got the double bonus in the first half. And we've already had about 30 fouls called in the ball game. Weissman, bounce pass for Bumgardner. Bumgardner stopped and nearly had it stripped away by Messbarger, but that loose ball is picked up, kicked in the corner, and Weissman will put up a three. It is no good, and the rebound is out of bounds, and last touch by the Patriots. Well, Squires had it momentarily. She stayed with it when she lost it, and Josie Bumgardner nearly came away with the steal, but she just kind of ran out of real estate. So Kearney Catholic has possession here. Messbarger on the bounce. Kicks it out for Maddie Squires. Squires has it stripped loose. Fighting for it is Kearney Catholic. Can't quite come up with it. Now they tip it around, and now we got a foul. Ashlyn Schmaderer kept that one alive. And then going for the ball is, well, both teams, but we're going to have a block that's called on Carly Bostic trying to get to it. So she's going to be called for the foul. Stars will maintain the possession here, and it's inbounded by Messbarger. Now Messbarger gets it on that left wing, gives it to Streit. Streit, lob pass on the inside, deflected, but Long's able to come up with it. She puts up the shot, and there's going to be a foul coming up here on the Patriots. And I believe that'll be on number 41. Yes, it is. That'll be on Bostic. And that is going to be her fourth. So some serious foul trouble here for the Patriots. Bostic has four. Fleischer has three, and Fowler also with three. So three starters with at least three fouls. The free throw here by Caitlin Long is up and good. She makes the first of two, and it's now 43-29. Second free throw for Long on the way, and that one is short and rebounded out of there by the Patriots. Snagging the bound is going to be Bumgardner. She'll bring it across the timeline herself, and it's stolen away by Squires. Squires is going to drive, and on the way to the basket, going to be pushed from behind by Brittany Weissman. And Wiseman's going to be called for the foul. But Adams Central forced into a turnover there as the steal is made by Squires. Entry pass knocked loose and then stolen away. With the steal is Weissman. Weissman has it knocked away by Messbarger and out of bounds. Nice play there by Weissman to force the turnover, and then the hustle by Messbarger to knock the ball loose. On the baseline, Fleischer has it, works around the perimeter. They want to set a screen, but they're going to throw it on the inside here for Sarah Brown. And Brown kicks it out, and we've got a whistle. And again, it's going to be a push called on Kearney Catholic. That one will go against Jordan Streit. That's going to be her third foul. So we might be shooting free throws by the end of the first quarter. There's 2:26 to go at the end of the third quarter here. It's 43-29, 14-point lead, but both teams getting pretty close to shooting free throws. Inbounded for Wiseman, who kicks it off left side. Here's a three-pointer. Rolls around, no good for Bumgardner. And coming up with the rebound is going to be Squires. So Maddie Squires with the rebound, gets it to Prasoski, gives it to Anna Squires. Anna Squires going to be fouled. Good position there by Sarah Brown, but Brown was up high and then came down on the ball. And whenever you do that, 99 times out of 100, you're going to get called for the foul. And that's exactly what happened, even though
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro advantages and to request a free quote for a custom designed building. Astro Buildings offer you quality.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. 45-29. You haven't missed any points here when we had a little bit of technical difficulties. Not sure what happened there. I'm blaming the elves. Minute 34 to go here in the third quarter. And loose ball is kicked up ahead, but last touch by Kearney Catholic. So the Patriots will inbound underneath their own basket. They're working around the perimeter here with a minute 27 to go now. And between the circles, Bumgardner is going to kick it off on the left side here for Flesher. Flesher gives it off on the left wing for Keller. Keller thought about the three, but she'll penetrate. Now kick it out for Bumgardner. Around the perimeter we go. Good ball movement here. Fowler's got it top of the circle. Entry pass inside. Now on the baseline. Bumgardner, she's going to fire a three-pointer. It is no good. And the rebound to Prasoski. So Prasoski snags the bound. Final minute of the third quarter. She brings in the offensive zone. Last one across the timeline. Slips the defense. Tries a left-hand layup. It will not fall. And the rebound to the Patriots. Coming out of there with it is going to be Keller. Pass is deflected, but picking it up is Fowler. Fowler entry pass down low, and we've got a foul against the Stars, as a nice pass from Fowler, getting it inside there to Brown, and Brown is fouled with 39.6 to go. That'll be on Prasoski, and that'll be her second foul of the ball game. Both teams in the bonus right now. Seven team fouls have been called apiece. So Sarah Brown to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. Stars made some substitutions. Jordan Streit in there. A couple other changes, including Teal. First free throw is up and good. As Morgan Teal is into the ballgame. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound out there for Anna Squires. Anna Squires facing a little bit of pressure there by Bumgardner. Brings it in the offensive zone herself. Gets it out for Annie Treadle. Treadle gets it inside for Long. And Caitlin Long, a little left-handed runner in the lane. And that is up and good. Long now with five in the game. 15 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. And a double dribble. Pressure put on Wiseman there by the freshman Annie Treadle, and Treadle forced that Adams Central turnover. She put a second hand on that ball because Satchie passed it. Treadle was going to make the steal. So Strite will inbound it underneath the Kearney Catholic basket on their baseline, and they get it in for Anna Squires. Little flip out for Jordan Strite. Pass through the hands of one of the stars. Picking it up is Bumgardner. She's going to lay it up with that right hand. It's up and good. So she's able to come up with the loose ball, and now they inbound it, and that's about all Kearney Catholic can get done with it on that possession. They just have time to inbound it, and we have an injured Patriot over in the corner. Did not see what happened, but we will check on that as we go to intermission. At the end of three quarters of play, it's 47-32. Kearney Catholic has the lead, and the Patriots will have the basketball, and we'll check the injury when we come back right after this timeout.
Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro advantages and to request a free quote for a custom design building. Astro buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro buildings since 1969. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum, 47-32 at the end of three quarters of play. And welcome back to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth. Right now they are working on the right ankle of Josie Bumgardner. Did not see what happened, but she's got that knee brace on that that same leg, but they were working on the ankle, and she is bending her knee with no problem, but that ankle now is giving her some difficulty, so it's good to know that it's not a knee problem, and she's now putting a little bit more weight on it as she's able to kind of stand up and work it out. I don't know if we'll see her the rest of the game, but every step seems to get a little bit better for her, so I don't think this is going to be a long-term problem for Josie Bumgardner. That is great news. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. You have an injury like that, it kind of puts everything in perspective. You don't worry so much about the score of the ball game. You just want to worry about the health. And she is now walking behind the bench. And really, she's walking slowly now, and they're going to take her to the training room and get it checked out, maybe apply some ice. But you know what? The more she walks, the more I think she may very well get back in this ball game. She has a slight little limp there. It could be one of those situations where they retape that ankle, and she might be able to get back out there. But that looks like pretty good news there for Josie Bumgardner. So she will not start the fourth quarter here as they hand the ball to the Patriots. We'll get who's out there. Sarah Kruger is out there in her place, and she'll inbound it for Fowler. And I think the rest of the starters are in the game. Nope, not quite, as Wiseman has it. And they'll look inside for Bostic. Bostic will set a little screen. Kruger on the drive to the baseline. Kicks it back out here for Fleischer. And Fleischer has it, works it back around the perimeter for Bostic. Yeah, the injury to Bumgardner, the only non-starter out there right now. They work it inside, in trouble. Banking it in is Wiseman. And Wiseman is fouled. They call the foul there. And Brittany Wiseman kind of almost had to force that up because the three-second count was going on. But she's able to hit the shot, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play as Whitney Calling was called for the foul. And the free throw is up and good. Check that. It did not go in. I thought it rolled in there. Based on her reaction, I didn't see it go in. So my apologies there. In any event, she goes to the free throw line and is going to shoot two. And she makes both free throws. So she hits both free throws. And the first 2 points of the fourth quarter belong to Kearney Catholic, and trying to answer right back is Whitney Colling. She drives all the way in, and now she's going to go to the free throw line. And Colling called for that foul a little bit ago. That is her fourth, and now she'll go back to the line. We'll have two free throws after the fourth foul on Jackie Fowler. And the first free throw was good. 48-34. Stars now 17 of 21 from the free throw line. Adams Central is 4 of 11. Second free throw also good. So Kearney Catholic winning the battle at the free throw line and winning it on the scoreboard as well. 49-34. Fowler off of the screen. Now we'll give it off to the screener, Bostic. Bostic will stop. 15-foot low bank shot is up. No good. And the rebound for Prososki. Prososki pulls down the rebound. And she'll give it off for Teal. Teal back out to Prososki, who quickly kicks it off for Anna Squires. Back out to Teal. Three-pointer top of the key. It's no good. And the rebound is taken out by the Patriots. Snagging the bound was Kruger. Long pass up ahead for Fleischman. And Fleischer is able to lay it up and in. Hannah Fleischer getting a great pass up ahead. And it's now a 13-point ball game. Prososki, top of the circle, facing man-to-man, kicks it for Maddie Squires. Squires penetrates, kicks it out. Three-pointer coming up here for Whitney Colling. And we've got a foul on the rebound that's going to go on Kearney Catholic. Squires fighting for the rebound, committed the foul, and will walk to the other end of the court and shoot some free throws. 6.5 to go here. Fourth quarter is 49-36. Stars down by 13, but right now the clock is turned off for the front end of a 1-1 here for Fleischer. And the free throw is good. The foul, by the way, on Maddie Squires is her second. So one more free throw coming up here for Fleischer. Fleischer bends the knees, free throw up and good. And the Patriots just drop back in that half-court zone. They give it off here for Teal. On the dribble, Maddie Squires gives it right side for Colling. Gets it inside for Anna Squires. Anna Squires has her shot blocked and then taken away by Carly Bostic. Bostic with both the block and the rebound. So with it is Weissman. Weissman is slowed down by Whitney Colling. Backdoor cut, wide open, but the easy bunnies missed by Kruger and rebounded out of there by Teal. Oh, that was a tough miss there. That was a great play. And on the rebound, we've got a held ball, but they're going to say Kearney Catholic was over the back, I believe. Nope, they're going to say that foul was on Carly Bostic. And for Bostic, that is going to be her fifth personal foul. So she's out of the ball game with 5:54 to go. And you got a minute to make a substitution. And Tim Marker is going to use much of that time to talk to the officials and say, you know, I kind of thought she had pretty good position here. That was going to be a tough foul for anybody. I thought that was simply just going to be a hell ball, and we're going to have a timeout here. Patriots going to call a timeout with 5:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. It's 49-38, an 11-point lead for Kearney Catholic with 5:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back with the free throws right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Kearney Catholic in pretty good shape here, but I'll tell you what, Adams Central is not fading away, folks. They are continuing to battle out there. They're down by 11 with 5:54 to go. And walking out of the training room, Josie Bumgarner, we kind of talked about that injury to her right ankle. She appears like she could get back into this ball game. She's walking over the bench, and the report will be forthcoming here to Tim Marker. Teal, by the way, is heading to the free throw line as Messbarger checks back in here for Kearney Catholic. And this will be a 1-1 coming up for Teal. It is no good. Rebounded by Anna Squires. And Anna Squires is going to kick the ball back out, working around the perimeter. Messbarger just checked in, strokes in a three-pointer. Michelle Messbarger with 12 points in the ball game. 52-38, 14-point lead. On the run, here is Krueger. Krueger penetrates, kicks it out. Here's a three by Weissman. It's no good. Ball goes in the corner. Patriots can't track that one down. And that'll be a missed three-pointer and a team rebound for the Stars. And again, Bumgarner is now walking what appears toward the locker room here. I don't know if she's going to get back in this game or not. Off of the high screen, Messbarger is going to drive. It bounces around. Shot no good. Offensive rebound for Maddie Squires. And Maddie Squires will kick the ball back out. Here's Teal firing the three, and she hits the three. Kylie Teal with the three-pointer. And she now has 12 in the ball game. And we're going to have a push called against Maddie Squires as she ran into Sarah Krueger. And Krueger will head to the other end and shoot free throws after Maddie Squires picks up her third foul. Both teams now are going to be in the plus bonus, I guess they call it. It's double bonus. Both teams are going to be shooting two free throws instead of the 1-1 from here on out. So Sarah Krueger at the free throw line shooting two. And the first two is rattling around and no good. Patriots 6 of 14 from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic 18 of 23. Difference of 12 there, and a difference on the scoreboard is 17 with 5:02 to go. Fourth quarter, 55-38. Second free throw also no good. Long pulls down the rebound for Kearney Catholic, and they're going to bring it in the offensive zone. Messbarger will spin move, will drive, dump in underneath the Long. Long fouled, putting up the shot. Nice little penetration from Messbarger. She makes things happen out there. And the foul on the arm is going to go against Sarah Brown. That is just her second. And Long back to the line for a couple of free throws. And this one's up and good. Hit the front of the rim, but had that nice little shooter's touch. Conclusion of the game. We'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show, talking hopefully with both head coaches, Rick Petrie of Kearney Catholic and Tim Marker for Adams Central. Second free throw for Long on the way, and this one is perfect. And again, the Stars with 20 points from the free throw line compared to 6 for Adams Central. One of the major differences here in the ball game. Fowler with the pass to Gangwish, brings it across the timeline. The kick into the corner. Three-pointer for Adams Central is off the mark. Rebounded by Messbarger. Messbarger is going to kick it out to Prasoski. Prasoski, she's going to fire the three. It's no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound, and that'll go against Squires. So Anna Squires going to be called for her second foul of the game. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot free throws. Kearney Catholic 57, Adams Central 38 with 4:29 to go. And adjusting the uniform, getting comfortable, and shooting two free throws is Morgan Bredenkamp. And Bredenkamp hits the first two free throws. Cuts the lead down to 18. Second free throw is up and good. Don't forget, coming up at the conclusion of our post-game show, we'll have the NFL, the Cardinals, and the Rams in progress. Kick into the corner, three-pointer for Strite. No good. And the rebound for the Patriots. Weissman, long pass after snagging the rebound, gets it up ahead to Fowler. Fowler, nice drive on the baseline, kicks it out. Jumper here for Fleischer. Fleischer's shot won't fall, and it's rebounded by Long, but then stolen away by Adams Central, and then the steal. And then the foul. Jackie Fowler was able to step in there and make the steal. And now she's going to go to the free throw line and have a couple of shots. The foul was whistled on Squires, a strike rather, and for Strite, that is going to be her fourth foul. We got 4:02 to go here in the fourth quarter, and the free throw is up and good. So after the nice defensive play, Jackie Fowler cashes in, making the first two free throws. They'll give her the ball back. And she bends the knees. Second free throw is also good. So she made the steal, and now she makes a couple free throws. Calling across the timeline for Kearney Catholic. The Patriots pick up the man-to-man pretty much at half court. Ball kicked out here for Morgan Teal. Morgan Teal will give it for Whitney Calling. Calling dribbles on that left side, looking on the inside. Gets it to Long, but Long zigged when she should have zagged, and Kearney Catholic just turned it over. There's nobody down there. And picking it up is going to be Keller. Elsie Keller will give it to Fowler. Fowler working against Morgan Teal. Dribbles to her right. Now back to the left with that left hand. And she's looking for a cutter. Finds it at the elbow for Wiseman. Wiseman trying to make an extra pass, or maybe she wasn't able to handle that. In any event, Adam Central turns it over. Not sure if she was trying to flip it ahead to somebody in the low post or not, but in any event, it'll be an Adam Central turnover. For the Patriots, Sarah Kruger going to check back in. And Wiseman will get a little breather here with 3:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. Arizona right now leading St. Louis 6-3 at halftime. And again, we'll join that game in progress at the conclusion of our postgame show. For Adams Central and Kearney Catholic, Stars up by 15. They give it off right side for Messbarger. Gets it inside. Nice pass in there for Anna Squires, who lays it up and in. That ball was not in the hands of Messbarger very long. Kruger facing the double team. Kicks it out for Fowler, who drives. Now she'll kick it out as she was shut off. Gives it to Kruger. Kruger open, top of the key. Took an extra step. Yep, she took a little bunny hop with it. And that's unfortunate because she drained the three-pointer. But that is an Adams Central turnover. Just a little bunny hop and... Tim Marker not arguing at all. There's an official right next to him, and he just kind of nodded his head ever so slightly. Yep, it's a good call, and it's unfortunate because that was a pretty shot. Calling in the offensive zone, gets in the lane for Anna Squires. Squires shot, no good. Rebound tipped around. Brown can't come up with it. Now it is tipped out, and we're going to have a foul on Kearney Catholic. Coming up with a loose ball was Crable, and Crable, not only is she going to get a rebound, she's also going to be fouled, and so she'll head to the free throw line. That one will be called against Morgan Teal. That'll be her first foul of the ball game. Both teams in the double bonus now. And the free throw, back the iron and no good for Crable. So she misses the first of two. And we're going to get to 50 free throws by the end of this game. Second free throw was also no good. And the rebound out for Anna Squires. Squires, little spin move, takes it off glass, good. That's pretty basketball. Anna Squires with that dominant hand, but she had a nice spin move, top of the key, got herself open. Elsie Keller with the dribble, and drug her pivot foot as she was trying to make the pass. And again, that's one of those forced errors by the Kearney Catholic defense, and we've got a timeout here for Adams Central. And... this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 4:22 to go, fourth quarter, 61-42. Kearney Catholic with the lead, Patriots with the timeout. We'll be back after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Kearney Catholic in control in this one. They lead things by a score of 61-42 as we're getting relatively late here in the basketball game. And it appears the Star is going to remain undefeated on the season. Again, this was going to be a tough task for Adams Central as Kearney Catholic one of the top teams in the state, played for the state championship last year and bringing back the vast majority of players off of that team. And Adams Central has kind of shown that they're a pretty plucky ball team here. And I think we have a question about where the ball is to be inbounded. Yeah, the timeout was taken right there. Yeah, the ball should not be on the baseline. And Kearney Catholic will inbound it on the sideline. It's actually easier to inbound it on the baseline, but they did get it right there. And actually, it was pointed out by Rick Petrie of Kearney Catholic. Top of the circle is Squires. She'll give it off left side here for Alec Prasoski. Patriots going man-to-man. Lob pass inside for Long. Long flips it back out for Anna Squires, out to Prasoski. Prasoski looking, and she'll get it down low for Long. Long kicks it out to Prasoski. Prasoski's going to drive, replace Long in underneath, kick it out. Here's a three-pointer for Morgan Teal, and Morgan Teal will drain the three. And for Morgan Teal, that's her first points of the ball game. On the drive here is Fowler. Fowler's going to work back around the perimeter, getting it out here for Elsie Keller. Keller to Fowler. Fowler dribbles behind the back, but she's used up her dribble. She's being well covered there by Morgan Teal. And then a little runner from 15 feet. The jumper no good for Elsie Keller. And tracking it down is going to be Prasoski. And we've got a timeout here for Kearney Catholic with a minute 24 as they're going to make some substitutions. Minute 24 to go in the ballgame. 64-42. Stars lead it by 22. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. We're back after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as Kearney Catholic going to win this basketball game here. They lead it 64-42. Making some substitutions, both teams. Sarah Oldfather into the ball game. She'll get it out here from Morgan Teal. Lob pass tipped around. Oldfather gets her hands on it enough to tip it out to Ashlyn Schmaderer. Schmaderer works it back around the perimeter. Thinking about the three is Oldfather. Back out here for Schmaderer. Her three is no good. And the rebound taken out there by the Patriots. Snagging the bound was Rachel Cordy. And so Cordy comes up with it. And a three-pointer on the right side, up and good. Draining the three there is going to be Elsie Keller. So Keller hits the three. And we've got 35 seconds to go. Pass on the left wing for Morgan Teal. Gives it out for Oldfather. Left side for Schmaderer. Schmaderer back out for Jenny Beans. Jenny Beans, little runner. And she is pushed there just a little bit by Ashley Cord. And so Beans will go to the free throw line for a couple of shots. This is her chance to get into the scorebook with 25.5 to go. I think we've called just about everybody's name that's out there right now except for Mackenzie Gangwish for Adams Central. And I think we've got just about everybody else. Beans' free throw is up and no good. Beans, one more free throw coming up with 25.5. And her free throw was good. So she scores a point, and it's a 20-point ball game now with 22 seconds to go. On the bounce is Keller. Keller gives it off left side for Stasha May. May will give it off for Gangwish. Didn't mention May earlier, so I'm glad she got the ball. Keller thought about the three, and she hits a three. Keller with the three-pointer. And 5 seconds left. On the bounce here is Annie Treadle. Treadle is going to give it out, and then putting it on her hip is going to be Morgan Teal, and that's going to do it for the ball game. Your final, it's Kearney Catholic 65, Adams Central 48. The Stars are now 3-0 on the season. They'll be home tomorrow to take on Ord. And for Adams Central, we mentioned they have a busy week. They fall now to 2-2 on the season. They travel to Caro tomorrow to take on Centura. As they'll have a LUPLAC conference doubleheader boys and girls for both Kearney Catholic and for Adams Central tomorrow. Once again, your final, 65-48. Kearney Catholic remains undefeated, And we'll take a quick break. We'll return with the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show right after this timeout.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
And welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Once again, your final in this one, it was Kearney Catholic winning this one relatively comfortably by a final of 65-48. And let's take a look at some of the numbers. I was kind of asked earlier how many fouls there were total in this. I had 41 total fouls called in the ball game here as, again, a lot of hand. And I don't really think the game was called incredibly tight by any stretch of the imagination. But, boy, that new hand check rule definitely was enforced here tonight as these two teams got to the free throw line quite a bit, and we'll talk more about that as we go. Adams Central, as we mentioned, now falls to 2-2 on the season. Leading the way for the Patriots was Josie Bumgarner. She finished with 10 points here in the ball game. Elise Keller with 9 off the bench. Hannah Flesher had 8. Brittany Wiseman with 6. Jackie Fowler with 5 points. Morden Bredenkamp also finished with 5. Carly Bostic with 2. Emily Crable with 2 points, and Sarah Brown with 1 point here in the ball game. Leading rebounders for the Patriots were Bumgarner and Bostic. They both finished with 6 rebounds unofficially here in the ball game. 3 for Flesher. Keller had 2, Wiseman with 2, and Kruger also with 2 for Adams Central. For Kearney Catholic, who remain undefeated, they're now 3-0 on the season, had 3 players in double digits. Michelle Messbarger led the way with 12 points off the bench. Kylie Teal also with 12, all of those coming from behind the arc as she hit 4 three-pointers in the game. So Messbarger with 12, Teal with 12, Anna Squires with 10 points to go with 7 rebounds. Maddie Squires had 8 points. Whitney Calling with 7. Caitlin Long with 7. Allie Prasowski had 5. Morgan Teal stroked in a 3-pointer for 3 points. And Jenny Beans went 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 1 point in the ball game. From the free throw line, Kearney Catholic 21 of 27, so they shot 78% from the free throw line. Unofficially shooting from behind the arc, I had them at 42%, going 8 of 19 from three-point range, and their overall field goal shooting in the game, 18 of 41 for about 44%. But again, 78% and scoring 21 points from the free throw line as the Stars win this one, 65-48. Kind enough to join us to talk about it a little bit is Kearney Catholic head coach Rick Petrie. And coach, a lot of whistles, a lot of trips to the free throw line, and for the most part, your girls were able to cash in.
Yeah, we did a good job from the free throw line. I thought that, you know, they stepped up with a lot of confidence and were able to knock them down.
It was with the whistles, it kind of takes a little bit of the offensive rhythm out of the game a little bit. And again, at times your offense looked pretty good, but for a lot of times that rhythm wasn't really quite where you want it to be.
No, and part of that's our own fault. We didn't play very good defense, especially the first half, and when you don't do that, you allow other teams to score the basketball and take you out of the things that you want to do. And give Adams Central a lot of credit. They came to compete tonight, and you know, I'm not sure that we thought that they were going to be at that level. And you know, they came out with a lot of enthusiasm. Their girls were excited, and to be honest, we weren't. And that's kind of my fault.
you were able to build a 14-point lead about midway through that second quarter, and it seemed like the next few minutes were kind of that period where they came back into it. They hit about three-pointers, came up with a couple of steals, and then it just seemed that Adams Central had a little bit more confidence at that point, and then that continued to help them play with a lot of energy.
Yeah, when you give teams wide-open threes and they start knocking them down, you know, it's kind of fun for them. But again, we didn't get out and challenge shooters, and we stood around and watched in our zone, and that's why we went to man-to-man the second half. At least, you know, we made him do something. We tried to make him do something. Didn't give him too many open looks from the outside.
You got pretty good energy from Michelle Messbarger coming off the bench, scoring 12. She really kind of, I thought, infused a lot of energy for you guys.
She does that a lot. She's really, you know, at the end of last year, she was one of our best guards, and you know she continues to play well. It's a luxury that we are fortunate to have. I mean, Michelle comes, plays with a lot of energy. She's quick. She gets the bucket. She's become a really good outside shooter. She's doing a lot of things really well.
You won a couple of fairly important battles the coaches look at. According to my statistics, anyway, you out-rebounded Adams Central 32-23 in the ball game, and in terms of turnovers, 21 turnovers for Adams Central, 11 for you. Again, those are a couple of pretty good numbers.
Yeah, they are. I was really happy. I think the second half we did a lot better job taking care of the basketball and not throwing it away. And, you know, more possessions, more shots, even if you don't shoot it sometimes, you might get an offensive rebound, put it in. So taking care of the basketball, winning that turnover battle is really important.
The tone makes it sound like you're not very happy with a 17-point win, that you kind of feel like you left some stuff out there.
Well, I'm more unhappy with the effort that we put forth, especially the first half. You know, we did come out and play a little bit harder the second, and that's credit to the kids. We kind of challenged them at halftime to get down and to play some defense and do the things that we would like them to do defensively, and we were able to do that. Then we were able to get out and run a little bit, push the ball, get some open shots, and you know, fortunately, we knocked some shots down second half.
All right, Rick, nice wins, 65-48. Appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, Randy.
That's Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic, and again, they'll be back in action tomorrow at home as they'll be taking on Ord in a girl-boy doubleheader. And by the way, on her sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Wood River, with a 47-45 lead over St. Paul with a minute 36 to go. Again, about 96 seconds to go over on Classic Hits 98.9. And Wood River with a 47-45 lead over St. Paul in boys basketball for you tonight. And earlier tonight, a comfortable win for St. Paul's girls, 51-30. We're hoping to be able to speak with Tim Marker, head basketball coach for the Adams Central girls. He's on his way. We'll take one quick break. We'll be back, and we'll talk with Coach Marker. We come back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kind enough to join us is Adams Central head coach Tim Marker, the Kearney Catholic Stars 65-48 winners over Adams Central. Coach, first question I want to kind of ask you is about Josie Bumgardner. It appeared that she had a sore ankle between the third and fourth quarters. What is her status? What do you know?
Well, it's better than we thought at first. So she was able to walk around and put some weight on it and stuff. And, you know, so it's hard telling what it'll be like tomorrow. So we'll just kind of have to see that. But in a tighter situation, you know, she probably could have gone probably about 80% or so. And, you know, just with the situation we were in, it probably wasn't worth risking something else happening, you know, tonight. So she'll be day-to-day, but it's definitely better than what we first thought. So.
kind of a tale of two halves. That first half just seemed like you guys were able to do a lot of good. There was a point where you were down by about 14, but, boy, you had a stretch there for about 2 minutes. You hit a three-pointers. You got a couple of steals. Really kind of found a lot of the things that you guys really wanted to do tonight.
Yeah, and that's part of this ball game. Kearney Catholic is a really, really good team, and you've got to understand that they're going to be able to put a couple of shots together, and maybe you go down and miss, and that's the scary thing about them is you can feel like you're in the game with an 8-point lead or 8-point difference, and then they can go on a six-point run, and all of a sudden it's 14, and your kids have to understand that you can still battle back. And I was really proud of the way our kids continued to fight and did fight that battle and got back, where it was a close game in the second half. And it's just a tough situation. They've got so many scores on the floor, and everybody has to work so hard. But I was really proud of our girls for having that resiliency to keep coming back and keep, stay with our game plan and do the best that we could. There were some height mismatches that they did a great job taking advantage of and some different things. We're happy with the way that we battled. But we still have some things we need to work on.
You kind of mentioned that, that Kearney Catholic can put that little spurt on you, but you guys were able to put the spurt on them, and it showed a lot of confidence for the rest of that first half as your team really, I got the sense, really felt like, we can play with these girls.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And, we had a couple of tough games with them last year. Actually, the first game last year, we were in the game till half, and then came out and they put a good run together and kind of put the game too far away. And so we talked to them about that. But it was that realization. They had to be able to withstand some of those runs and answer them and be able to get some points and have a few good things happen so that then you have a little energy to play defense. And, they did a good job of that. And I do think that they've seen that they can play with good teams like this. And hopefully that will help us out in the future.
What are some positive things that you hope to really be able to build on?
Just the ability to be able to stay on the floor with a team that's as athletic and as deep as these guys are. They just keep coming after you, and you just mentally, I think, is where they wear you down the most because you're constantly chasing out to the three-point line to get to shooters. You're constantly trying to battle not to let them drive. So just the mental toughness of the game is going to be huge for us. So I was really proud of the way our girls kept battling. Maybe a bad thing happened, but we didn't hang our heads. We kept battling and moved on to the next play. That was pretty impressive. And just we had a lot of kids that came in and gave us good minutes against really good players and didn't hurt us a lot. I mean, there were some times that they broke down or the fundamentals broke down, but just an overall great team effort. I'm really, really proud of our girls.
Final minute here with Tim Marker, Adams Central head coach. You kind of talked about mental toughness. You're going to have a little bit of mental and probably some physical toughness because you're going to have your third game this week tomorrow when you take on Centura, one of the traditional powers in the Lou Platte. Just kind of talk about how much your girls are really going to have to dig down tomorrow.
Yeah, we've been talking about it, and everybody talks about it. It's really important to take care of your body and give yourself a chance to be ready to play, and that'll be a big part of it. They've got to do a great job taking care of their body, getting nutrients back in there, and being ready to go and be tough tomorrow.
All right, Tim, hey, I appreciate the time. Best luck to you.
You bet. Thank you.
Tim Marker, head girls basketball coach here at Adams Central. Kearney Catholic does win this one by a final of 65-48. As to tomorrow, Adams Central will be taking on Centura. Kearney Catholic will be home to take on Ord tomorrow. We do have a final for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9, Wood River over St. Paul, a final of 53-48 in boys basketball. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have double headers for you on both ESPN and on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Right here on ESPN Radio, we'll be in Lincoln as Kearney High will be taking on the Lynx in a girl-boy doubleheader. Pre-game will start around 5:30, and the girls' game will tip off at 5:45. Boys around 7:30. On Classic Hits 98.9, a Fort Kearney Conference battle as Elwood will travel to take on Pleasanton. Pre-game will be around 6 on the girls' game and tip off at around 6:15. And on the KHAS 12:30, Donovan Trumbull travels to St. Cecilia to take on the Blue Hawks. And again, pregame will be around 5:45. Tip-off will be around 6 o'clock. And on the Breeze, USHL hockey as Youngstown will be in the Viero Event Center to take on the Storm. They'll drop the puck around 7:30, and pregame will be at 7:15. Once again, our final, it's Adams Central 65, Kearney Catholic 48. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be joining in progress the NFL game between the Rams and the Cardinals. At last report, they're about midway through the third quarter, and Arizona leads St. Louis 6-3. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer, Merritt Lawson, back in the studio. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.